on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More than 11 million rand has been raised at the Police Charity Golf Day. The event took place in Mount Edgecombe yesterday with the aim of raising money for the SAPS Education Trust Fund. The fund supports the educational needs of children whose police officer parents died in the line of duty. SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
More than 100 golfers from corporate companies across the country participated in this fundraising event in KwaZulu-Natal. Since its establishment in 2010, the South African Police Service Education Trust Fund has assisted and paid for the educational needs of more than 1,000 children. More than 50 have graduated, while more than 140 have matriculated.
Loyiso Ngobo is the 19-year-old son of a late sergeant from Pinetown. He says the initiative helps to ensure the financial burden doesn't fall solely on the surviving spouses.
It's a good way to bring awareness to those who have lost their parents, because it's actually a tough thing to lose a parent, especially on duty, because it's, for some people, it's quite traumatic. And I'm hoping that more people support this, because it's actually quite helpful for those who are struggling at the moment.
A legal expert says the Expropriation Act won't change much. President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the bill into law this week, replacing the 1975 Expropriation Act. It sets out how organs of state can expropriate land in the public interest. Annelise Crosby is the legal intelligence manager of the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa.
Expropriation has always been possible. What this bill brings in that is new is certain provisions that are quite positive, in the sense that it's not only the owner's rights that will be taken into account, but also anybody who has rights on that land. For example, somebody who may be renting, or the mortgage holder, the bond holder of the land.
The DA is one of several parties threatening legal action against the Act. Party leader John Steenhuisen will today announce the impact the enactment has had on the DA's participation in the GNU. And Donald Trump's promise to be 100% behind California, despite an earlier threat to withhold government aid over its handling of deadly wildfires. The US president visited destroyed neighborhoods in LA yesterday. At a roundtable later, Trump and Mayor Karen Bass appear to disagree, though, over aspects of the cleanup.
We are going to move as fast as we can, but we want you to be safe, and we want you to be back in your homes.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
That clip courtesy of Sky News, your top story this hour. More than 11 million rand has been raised at the SAPS Charity Golf Day, which took place in Mount Edgecombe yesterday. It aims to raise money for the SAPS Education Trust Fund. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.